Derry City would have been very much welcome off the break, given the form that they had in the remaining games of the first half of the league. But Harps actually took a rare one before the break came, and they probably would have wanted to continue. So it was a sort of a mixed bag of feelings when the break had arrived for the North West sides.
Yeah, and the break can be difficult as well. You know, as you say, if you have a momentum and you want to carry on pretty much, and then obviously if you have a momentum, you like to get a wee bit of a break. And I suppose for both teams, it gives them an opportunity to get, you know, if players or maybe were carrying knocks or injuries, gives them an opportunity to get them fit and well and get them back into the squad for obviously the round of matches around this week. So, yeah, listen, different forms from both clubs. Obviously, Derry, really good start, but in the last while, the results haven't been great. And they've, I suppose, Shamrock Rovers now are leading the pack and Derry are behind them, trailing them. So that's a big challenge now for Derry City. Can they close that gap? And they've two matches this weekend, obviously, coming. And on Monday, they've Shamrock Rovers away. So there's an opportunity to close that gap, providing they get a big result against Cork at home on Friday night.
Yeah, well, we might maybe start then with the Premier Division. Derry, obviously, playing Cork. When you look at it on paper, that's a game that you would expect Derry to take points in. And the management will very much be pushing for a first one in a while for Derry, because they didn't take a victory. They only had two draws in the other four games before the break. But is it crucial that they get 3 points now on Friday night against Cork, Declan?
Yeah, it is. It's crucial. As I said earlier, they've got Shamrock Rovers away on Monday, and that's a massive game for them. So they have to make sure that they secure 3 points against Cork City. Liam Buckley's come into Cork City, and since he's come in, After Colin Healy departed, the results have been very positive, and they've got four or five big results there on the bounce. So it'll not be easy, but Derry City, with the quality of players they have available and the size of their bench and the quality they have on their bench, definitely Rory Higgins will be pushing for 3 big points and turn that form that they've been up and down a wee bit at home and turn a lot of draws. So they need to turn those draws into victories if they have any chance of competing and going and winning the Premier League.
Yeah, currently 6 points is the difference. If that gap increases now over the next couple of days, it's going to make the task even harder, isn't it?
It is definitely, and that's the key now. Get 3 points against Cork City, and then can they go up again? And they produced a massive result up there early in the season by beating Shamrock Rovers. So can they do the same again? And that's going to be the ask. But yeah, listen, they need to stay as close as possible to Shamrock Rovers. They obviously started off very poorly, but they've come really good in the last while. But they also had mixed results. They've lost a few games as well, you know. So both teams have lost results, but I suppose the difference between Shamrock Rovers and Derry is Derry have drawn more games. I'm sure Shamrock Rovers have won games, even though they've lost some as well. But Shamrock Rovers are going to be a team to beat. Obviously, the European draw will have an effect as well, with both teams competing in that. And who goes further in the European... Yeah, I suppose the European matches, that'll also determine, you know, how teams are successful nationally as well. So you just don't know how that's going to play. Shamrock Rovers' form dipped a wee bit last year when they were very successful in Europe, and Derry got an opportunity to close that gap. So that'll play a big part as well for both teams. But Derry definitely need to get 3 points against Cork City at the weekend.
Yep. In the last match before the break, Derry drew 0-0 with Bowes. Bowes are obviously hosting Shamrock Rovers. Can Declan Devine's Bohemian side, can they upset Rovers on Friday night?
I think they can. You know, I mean, anytime I've seen Declan Devine's team, they've been very good. You know, they've been defensively good. They've got a few bad results in the last while, but overall, they're in fourth in the league, and their form has been very good at home. They will definitely put a challenge up Shamrock Rovers. The last game that both teams played and was live on TV as well, and Shamrock Rovers were very good in the second half. They kind of steamrolled Bowes a wee bit and won the game comfortably in the end, even though the scoreline wasn't that favourable towards them. There wasn't much between them, but I thought overall the general play, they were very good. And you just don't know what you're going to get. I mean, also when Bowes went up to Tala, they played very well and got a big decision against them. It should have been a penalty kick for Bowes to come back to 1-1, and then Shams goes and scores and makes it 2-0. So the game was lost within a very, very short space of time, and a big decision against Declan Devine's team on that night as well. So they probably hadn't got the breaks against Shamrock Rovers, and they'd be looking to, obviously, can they get something out of it. I still expect Shamrock Rovers to go up and get a big result, but you never know. Bowes might sneak a 1-0 victory.
Yeah. If Derry City don't get a result against Cork City, Pats could find themselves in second. if they take victory against against Shelburne. But Shelburne won't be an easy side to overcome for Pats.
No, Shelburne are the team that's probably the hardest team to play against in the league. There's no doubt their fitness level is incredible. Their work rate, really, really good. They're so well organised. I mean, Damien Duff's done an unbelievable job with them. But if any team can go over and get a result, is St Pat's. They're the current informed team in the league. Massive four, I think they got four or five results. In the last five games, 4-1s and one loss. And John Daly's running there as new manager, and he's done a brilliant job. So I expect St Pat's, it'd be very difficult, very close, but I expect St Pat's to beat Shelburne and potentially push into the second spot.
Yeah. Dundalk are making the short trip to Weavers Park to play Drogheda United. A Louth derby, they can always be tough affairs, so they can, Declan.
Yeah, absolutely. There's normally not much between both those teams when they do play each other, obviously, you know. So it's been very, very tight. There's been a lot of goals in some of those games, but they've been very, very tight. So it could go either way. Kevin Doherty's done a really good job with Drogheda, and Stephen O'Donnell will be looking for 3 big points at home against Drogheda as well. So it could go either way. We expect Dundalk maybe to win this one, but it'll be very, very close. But you just never know, and the day Drogheda could go up there and sneak a draw.
Yeah, one other match to mention. Obviously, there's another North West side playing Sligo Rovers. They're making the trip to Dublin to Belfield to play a struggling UCD side, Declan. But you would expect Rovers on the road to resume with another one this coming weekend. It's a sort of an ideal tie for them, is it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's one of those ones where John Russell and the management will be targeting 3 points away from home. They went up there previously and won 3-2. So they need to get 3 points. Their form has been up and down. They've a lot of injuries, a lot of knocks. So he's not getting his best team out on a Saturday or Friday night, and that's obviously affecting the results and performances. So he will be expecting a big performance and looking to get 3 points. UCD, I suppose, to date, the form has been poor, and they'll be looking to obviously try to get something out of that game. And it's never easy getting up to UCD. They're always difficult to play against. If UCD have any chance of winning this game, they're going to have the score first. But I expect the quality out of Sligo Rovers on the night just to maybe dip up them over the 90 minutes.
Okay, then let's move on to the first division. Obviously, Finn Harps resuming their campaign at home, and they'll be looking to carry on from where they were the last day, 2 weeks ago, where they had that 3-2-1 against Longford. A timely victory, a timely 3 points, a timely boost for the side as well, Declan. And Wexford, a side very much that Harps will be capable of overcoming.
Yeah, I think so. You're absolutely right regarding the time, and Dave Rogers and would have been delighted with the result to go down Longford. Not an easy game to go away from home, score 3 goals, especially after Longford going 1-1 as well. And so it was important to get 3 points, especially after the big results that they lost to Galway away 6-0. So they needed to get something, bounce on that one. And they obviously had Kerry the week before that, and the performance wasn't great, even though they ended up a draw. So it was important that before the break that they actually got 3 points, and they did that against Longford. So they bring confidence from that into the Wexford game. They've played Wexford obviously twice so far. There's only been the first game was 0-0 in Finn Park, and then down in Wexford, Harps got a 1-0 victory. So not expecting too many goals on the night in this one, because it's been very, very tight so far. It will be the same, I would say, on Friday night, but hopefully Finn Harps can produce a big performance and get a 3 points. And that'll obviously then will push them above Wexford in the table, and that's what they're looking to do, to try to catch everybody else. Wexford are in 22 points and Harps are in 21. So can Harps close that gap up to Bray, who are fifth on 25 points? So that's what you're looking for, and that's the goal for Finn Harps. But the performances are getting a wee bit better, obviously. He's looking to, you know, Stephen Doherty, Patrick Ferry coming in as well on January the 1st. And Tony McNamee, so a lot of wee bit experience and a bit more craft in the middle of the park, and hopefully can produce a bit of magic at times as well to you know, those games that they're just struggling to get over the line, like so the carries and that. Can they have a wee bit of magic from Tony and Stephen and Patrick Ferreira that hopefully will push them into getting 3 points away from home or at home as well?
Yeah, it's amazing how quick, Declan, things have sort of turned around, because several weeks ago Harps were second bottom on the table. So they were, and now they find themselves with an opportunity to put themselves with very much within touching distance of the top five.
Yeah, and you know, we're probably looking at the top end of the table, and Galway looks like unless they fall apart over the last quarter of the season, they're pretty much home and dry, you know, and the Waterford will put pressure on them. But, you know, so that first for me is probably gone. I think Galway have secured that, even though it's a long way to go yet, but I just think there's enough quality in their squad to keep the form good. So then you're looking at, obviously, Waterford, and, you know, that if you're looking at Waterford's Cove, Athlone, you're looking at Bray Wanderers, you know, so, you know, you're looking at four teams after that. So, I mean, for Harps to get into the top five would be a great achievement this year into the playoffs. I think that would be a really good achievement. And that's a goal that's well within their grasp. If you can add another one or two more players to the current squad, I think he's well capable of getting into the playoffs, which would be a great achievement in the first year, considering the squad they have and the age and, you know, the team of less experience compared to the rest of teams in the league.
Yeah. You mentioned two teams there, Waterford and Bray. There's a big opening period for Harps as they resume the league, because the next out of the four games on the return, three of them are at home. The other two are Bray and Cove, which are coming up after an away trip to Waterford. So there's a couple of big games now on the horizon for Harps. So there is.
There is. You know, and it all starts obviously at the weekend and beating. Can you go and beat Wexford, and then can you go down to Waterford and then get a result? Obviously, we were comfortably beaten before down in Waterford, so I don't expect that to happen again, hopefully. And obviously, if you can get something out of that game or keep it very close, then you've got two home games. That gives you a chance to put two back-to-back ones. And it is difficult away from home, but we've got to make sure that our home form is better than it has been so far this season. And if we can get 3 points, you know, those two games gives you an opportunity to get 6 points. And then it obviously pushes up the table a wee bit, and that's the important one. You need to be beating those teams around you that'll be pushing hard for the playoffs. And that obviously includes Bray Wanderers, and obviously Waterford will be there as well. But yeah, this is going to be difficult down to Waterford, but the two home games are definitely well achievable to get 3 points in both those games.
All right then, Declan, we look forward to the football as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ashley. Thanks, man.